Jaya Radha Madhava Kundabihare. Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kundabihare. Jana Malabak Yirivaradhavuti Gopi Jana Malabak Yirivaradhavuti Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Banachare Yamuna te Ravana Chagate Jai Hurad Humadhuva Kundabihare Jai Radha Madhu Kundabihare Gopi Jana Malabak Giribhadadhavati Gopi Jana Malabak Yidi Baru Dhaude Yasura Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yasura Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Banachavati Yamuna te Rabanachavati Jayarandho Matava Kundabihavati Madhava Kundabihavati Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravitakacharya Also Tada Sitashi Shivad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chadanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Adanta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidhwaita Gadadha Srila Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Gidi Govardhan Kijai Vrindavan Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamuna Mari Kijai Srimati Lasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gajaya, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Budhle Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deja Charni. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 37th chapter, text 8. What's that? That's enough. This is a big one. This is a big one. I got a big one. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tad Dehataha Kartika Palopamad Vyasor Apakrishya Bhujam Maha Bhujaha Avismito Yatna Hatarikaha Surahai Pasuna Varshaya Varshadbir Iditaha Tadayata Karkatika Palopamad Vyasora Pakrisha Bhujam Mahabhujaha Avismito yatna hatharika surai Prasuna varshar varshad bir iditaka Tadehata kartatika palopamad Yasora Pakrisha Bhujam Mahabhujaha Avismito Yatna Atarika Surai Prasuna Varshar Vashit Viriditaha Tadehata Karkatika Palopamad Vyasora Pakrisha Bhujam Mahabhujaha Avismito Yatna Hatarika Surai Prasuna Varshar Vashid Biriditaha right? Tat tehataha. From Keshi's body. Karkatika. Pala. A kartika fruit. Appamat, which resembled. Vyasaho, from which the vital airs had departed. Apakrisha, withdrawing. Bhujam, his arm. Mahabhujaha, the mighty arm Lord. Avismitaha, without undue pride. Ayatna, without effort. Hata, having killed. Arikaha, his enemy. Surai, by the demigods. Prasuna, of flowers. Varshahe, with downpours. Varshadbihi, who were raining upon him. Idittaha, worshipped. Translation: the mighty arm Krishna withdrew his arm from Keshi's body, which now appeared like a long karkatika fruit. Without the least display of pride at having so effortlessly killed his enemy, the Lord accepted the demigod's worship in the form of flowers rained down from above. You can repeat: the mighty arm Krishna withdrew his arm from Keshi's body, which now appeared like a long karkatika fruit. Without the least display of pride, at having so effortlessly killed his enemy, the Lord accepted the demigod's worship in the form of flowers rained down from above. So there's no purport by the followers of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, so we're going to read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, and then we'll speak a little bit. Keshi's body burst like an overripe melon. In spite of killing the big demon, Krishna was not proud, since he did it very easily. The deva sprinkled flowers and also water to relieve Krishna of fatigue. So Jiva Goswami: the analogy with the karkatika fruit is described in the Vishnu Purana. Dvipare prishta pucharda shavanai kakshi nasike keshinas te dvidavute sakale dve virejatahu. Keshi's body was split into two parts, each with 2 feet, half a back and tail, one ear, one eye, and one nostril. Though he had effortlessly killed the enemy, Krishna did not feel pride mixed with astonishment, thinking, "I have killed him." Or having killed the enemy, he continually smiled. Avigata smita avisnita, since he killed the demon without effort. Parashara says, "Ana yasta tanu vasto hasams titraiva sams titaha," without fatigue and in good health, Krishna stood and smiled. Having showered flowers, the devatas showered many more flowers. Another version has, "Ayatna hatarir utsmayahi," he who killed the demon without effort was worshipped by a smiling devatas. Parashar describes what happened after this. Tato gopyascha gopyascha hate keshne vismitaha tushtuvu pundari kaksham anuraga mano ramam. When Keshi was killed, the cowards and gopis were astonished. They praised lotus-eyed Krishna, attractive with anuraga. Vaishampayana says, "Tam hatam keshinam drishva gopa gopas triyas chata babu vur mudita sarve hata vigna hata klabaha damodaram chashri mantam tasthanam yathavayaha abhyadanda priyar vakyai pujayanta puna punaha. Seeing Keshi dead, the cowards and their wives were overjoyed. They were free from all obstacles and fatigue. They welcome beautiful Krishna according to age and place with pleasing words and worshipped him again and again. And Sanatana Goswami's commentary is more or less the same. So, actually, I should go back and read the verse again, just because that's the right procedure. Give me a second. Okay. Taddeyata karkatika palopamad yasora pakrisha bhujam mahabhujaha avismato yatna atarika surai prasunavar shairashadbir edithaha. So, Om Gana Timiranda Sha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Un Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So in this particular pastime, we are seeing the nature of Krishna's transcendental body, as we find from the Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Paramas Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Nadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. And the Krishna has a Satchitananda Vigraha body which is not subject to the limitations which our bodies have. I mean, I cannot expand my body or extend my hand. It's just not going to happen like that. And we find in many pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he does exhibit this supernatural or transcendental nature or spiritual nature of his transcendental body, which is non-different from himself. Now, our bodies are different from ourselves. And I'm going to cite some of these different stories. So let's talk about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting his ecstasies and he would escape from the Gambhira at night, one night he escaped and he entered into the sea. And when he entered into the sea, of course, the devotees didn't know where he was. And they were looking up and down the shore to find Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And finally, they found the fisherman. And the fisherman was basically chanting Krishna's names. And they said, "Have you seen Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?" And he said, "No, I've seen basically seen a ghost." You know, and I touched this ghost. And the ghost, and I started chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and I couldn't stop. And I'm ghostly haunted. And Swarup Damodara Goswami actually slapped him at that point. And he said, "You know, I can get rid of ghosts. I'm a ghostbuster. And tell me where this body is, where this ghost is." And he took him to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's limbs were extended tremendously. And the devotees started chanting Hare Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regained his normal external appearance at that particular point. So there's one story about how the Lord's body is not subjected to the rules and regulations of material nature. Another story of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes is when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also left, and he was with the Kalsugtai Langa, and he was lying there, and his limbs had actually shrunk up into his body at that point. And then again, the devotees chanted the holy name, and then limbs of Lord Chaitanya came out. I mean, there's other stories too. There's the universal form of Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter, we find that Arjuna wants to see how Krishna enters into all the universes, the universal form, and then Krishna manifests this universal form. And then, of course, Arjuna sees all the different soldiers entering into the mouths of the universal form. And then Arjuna says, "I want to see your form as a Supreme Personality of Godhead." And then Krishna manifests his forearm form to Arjuna. And then then Krishna manifests the two-armed form. So, you know, that it shows that Krishna can do anything with his transcendental body. And of course, there's the various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We all know that Dvaita Chuta Nadi Rananta Rupa Majam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha, that there's one God, and he's always the same person, Dvaita Chuta, he's infallible, Ananta Rupam, he has unlimited forms, and all those forms are the same transcendental body of Jyopi Samavyatma Bhutanam Ishropishram, Prakriti Mishwamadistaya Sambhavami Atmamaya. Krishna says he comes and he's always in the same transcendental, not in, he is his transcendental body. He's not different from his transcendental body. So you have Lord Nrsingadev, you have Kurma, you have Matsya, Angani, Yasha, Shikalen, Triadri, Timanti. Krishna can do anything with any one of his senses that he wants to do. He can eat, like Prabhupada said, he can eat with his eyes, he can eat with his ears. We can only eat with our mouth. And so, then in Krishna's pastimes, there's the Agasura demon where Krishna manifested himself, made himself so big that he choked the demon. Trinavarta demon where Krishna made himself, so heavy that he caused the demon to fall to the ground. Govardhan, where Krishna manifested himself as a gigantic form and ate all the offerings, and there wasn't anything left, and he was asking for more, on your, and all they could do was give him a tulsi leaf, and then he was satisfied. There's the incarnation of Vamanadeva, where Krishna looked like a small dwarf brahmana, and then he expanded himself, his step, Trivikram, to cover the whole earth planet, the whole universe, kicked a hole in the universe. I mean, the same transcendental body Krishna's doing all these things with. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's incredible. How can we understand these things? Krishna had dancing with expanding himself to dance with the gopis, and then finally the story. I'm sure there's a lot more stories too, but another story is when Krishna entered the Mithila, and he had two devotees there that he wanted to give association to. One was a Brahmin, Shrutadeva, and the other one was Bahulashra, the king. So he just divided himself in two. And even the sages that were with Krishna, because they were in transcendental bodies too, or they were yogis at least, they actually appeared in both places too. So God is amazing. I mean, that's one thing I wanted to talk about. The other thing I wanted to talk about was what this pastime represents according to Bhakti Vinod Thakur and also Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They talked about how the different demons that were killed by Krishna represent different anarthas. Different anarthas. And this particular anartha is quite interesting. I was thinking, you know, being a little introspective when I heard about this particular anartha. Because in the case of Keshi, there's several different explanations of the anartha that Keshi represents. As feeling that I'm a great devotee, a spiritual master, a teacher, I know everything. And there's some examples of that too. But we're going to talk about the other anarthas that are represented by Keshi. In Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Prakrita Rasa Sata Dushane, which is a beautiful book, talking about how one has to be qualified in order to taste the highest rasas to be absorbed. You know, he talks about the prerequisites, basically, and then the danger of thinking one is qualified when one is actually not qualified. It's an amazing book. I suggest that you all read it. He says, the highest devotee, who is like a king among the rasikas, expert in relishing devotional mellows, he says this in relationship to Keshi, expert in relishing devotional mellows, never thinks that he has disciples. The students of such a rasika, however, never give up the mood of being disciples of this exalted devotee. Also, it's mentioned as far as the anarthas that are connected with Keshi, false ego, attachment to wealth, and one's accomplishments in life. Krishna Samhita gives some more explanations. That's Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wonderful exposition. Vanity of political ambition. Also, there's another quote from Krishna Samhita directly about Keshi. Keshi, a demon in the form of a horse, personifies the practitioner's conception of being more expert than others in devotional service. When he comes to Braj, he creates a great disturbance. This is interesting. So someone who posits himself or herself as being more advanced than they actually are create a disturbance amongst the devotees, just like Keshi create a disturbance amongst the devotees. Such an interesting quote. When he comes to Braj, he says he creates a great disturbance. There's more. As a Vaishnava gradually begins proclaiming his own superiority, a mentality of disrespect for the Lord arises, and the devotee falls from his position. And also I may say that a mentality of disrespect for the other devotees and actually for one's spiritual master. One thinks that one knows more than the spiritual master. One becomes expert, for example, in different subjects like Sanskrit or Bengali. And we've seen, other than a few devotees, that when people became very expert in these particular language skills, they actually fell down from devotional service. It was one... One of my godbrothers in, I don't want to mention his name, but anyway, he was in Los Angeles. He was editing Srila Prabhupada's books, expert in Bengali. And he thought he knew more than Prabhupada. Sometimes the Sanskrit department is considered to be like a danger zone for people because they actually think they know more than Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada, you know, they will criticize Prabhupada and they say that, oh, this should be the translation rather than that. But Prabhupada was translating in a purported form according to the vision of the acharyas. You know, Prabhupada was not so concerned with the literal translation but with the actual meaning behind a particular verse. And sometimes devotees will think, you know, they can change what Prabhupada said because they know better than Prabhupada. So Vaishnava gradually proclaims his own superiority, the mentality of disrespect for the Lord arises, and the devotee falls from his position. Therefore, it is most important to prevent this evil mentality from entering the heart. Even if one is expert in devotional service, a Vaishnava will never give up the quality of humility. If one does so, there is a need for killing Keshi. Wow, what a quote. So, let's talk about this anarthas, or anarthas in general, because this particular type of anartha that Keshi represents comes from actual devotional service. According to the acharyas, anarthas have four different sources. One, of course, is the sin. I mean, that's obvious. Anarthas come from sin, that if you break the regulative principles, when, you know, anarthas means the manifestation of things like kama, krodha, mada, matsarya, bharya, baya, lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy. You know, how many times do we actually look at a devotee and think, you know, I'm envious of him, or we try to put him down, you know, he may be a Supreme Court judge, but he's not getting a salary, as Prabhupada says. That Prabhupada gave that example as far as envy, that someone's friend was appointed to be a Supreme Court judge. He said that he may be a court judge, but he's not getting any salary. In other words, they just appoint him because he's not taking any money. Otherwise, they would have appointed someone actually qualified. So, you know, of course, lust, you know, trying to enjoy someone, seeing someone, trying to exploit someone, lust, anger, you know, just being angry because one's frustrated and try to enjoy the the objects of one's desires, rather than understanding, you know, Krishna wants one to have something, he'll have it, and if Krishna doesn't, then you won't have it. Greed, possessing different material objects, less than greed, illusion, thinking oneself is the body. And anyway, so these anarthas manifest, or we were talking about the one cause of the sins that one commits. Then another cause is the pious activities, or karma, you know, vikarma, karma. So pious activities cause one to be entangled, first of all, thinking oneself the doer. Secondly, one becomes attached to the mode of goodness, according to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, that the mode of goodness gives you happiness. You know, we all want that sort of happiness, but one becomes attached to that sort of happiness. Just like sometimes in the morning, I'd look out at the sky and see it's very beautiful, and the birds are chirping, chirp, 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 chirp. And it's, you know, it's just appreciating Krishna. Not appreciating Krishna, unfortunately. Appreciating just the beauty of this material world without any connection to Krishna. And then I forget Krishna. So pious activities cause you to forget, but mundane pious activities cause you to forget Krishna. Of course, we should cultivate the mode of goodness, but at the same time, not be attached or try to enjoy the mode of goodness. It's very dangerous. So anyway, that causes anarthas. Another cause, of course, is offenses against devotees. And the final cause is devotional service, the byproducts of bhakti. You know, because as you perform devotional service, then, you know, people start to admire you, or you start to think, you know, I know so many verses in the Bhagavad Gita, how many verses do you know, like that. And then there's so many different ways that our false pride rises up. And as a result of that, we get symptoms of anarthas, which are weakness of heart, enviousness, fault-finding. We become attached to material objects, comforts, and even liberation. And then we forget our spiritual identity, which is what? Jivera Svupahoy, Nitya Krishna Das, that we're servants. We forget that we're 1/10,000th the tip of the hair, which is actually no material dimension at all. We forget that we're insignificant. Anyway, and then you become attached to subjects unfavorable to bhakti. So what examples do we have of people succumbing like that in our literature? In the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have this Keshava Kashmiri. Keshava Kashmiri, of course, was one of these conquering pundits that they would go around. Actually, he was a god. He was worshiping a goddess, Lakshmi. I was listening to a class of Prabhupada talking about Saraswati, goddess Saraswati. He was worshiping goddess Saraswati, and goddess Saraswati had told him, you know, that nobody could conquer you. And so he was thinking like that, and basically no one could conquer him until he came to talk to Nimai Pandit. And Nimai Pandit asked him to compose 100 verses in glorification of the Ganges. And it's described like the wind. He composed these 100 verses, you know, very, very quickly by the mercy of Goddess Saraswati. And then Nimai Pandit, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was able to show some fault in one of the verses. And he became cut down like that. And of course, he later on surrendered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this was pride, the same thing that we're mentioning before, the pride due to one's erudition, knowledge, wasn't his devotional status. But then as far as devotional status and understanding devotional devotional process, we have the example of Balabhavata from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Balabhavata was very, very educated, very, very intelligent. And he challenged In his words, he actually challenged the authority of Sridhar Swami, the original commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I have actually, you know, basically shown some fault in Sridhar Swami's commentary. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, basically acting the same as Krishna did with the Keshi demon, sticking his hand into the Keshi demon's, his arm into the Keshi demon's mouth and killing him, he did the same thing with Vallabhabhatta, not his hand, of course, but in that he cut down the pride of Vallabhabhatta, saying that, Vallabhabhatta, you are like a prostitute because you're not accepting the Swami. So we see that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealt with people who had the same anarthas that Keshi represents, he was actually dealing with them in a different way. He didn't kill them like Krishna killed them. Even Jagai and Madai, of course, he didn't kill them. He saved Jagai and Madai. So this is Lord Chaitanya's mercy, that we may have these anarthas and we may be thinking the same as Keshi was thinking. You know, we should try to understand that we have, at least myself, not accusing anyone else, that we all have a little Keshi in our hearts or a big Keshi in our hearts. And then pray for the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we are sincere, will actually help us overcome the demoniac tendency of false pride due to thinking that we know so much or we're a great spiritual personality or we've acquired so much in this world. So anyway, we have Keshi in our hearts and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will help us kill the demon Keshi. So any questions or comments about this, these points?
I'd like to say one thing.
Yeah. Yes, Seneca.
I only know that I know nothing. And it seems to me like the more a person knows, the more the person realizes how little they know.
Yes.
And the more a person makes progress, the more he realizes how little he knows.
Yes, that's true.
And Bhakti Thakur, for example, when he speaks, the eternal associate is the thing on how he talks about being kind of what he knows, what he'll face.
Yeah. So Gopinath Mamanaveda Nashuno Vishaya Durjana. He says, Gopinath, I'm a materialistic rascal. Please take this sinner weeping and weeping to your lotus feet. And so there's that great humility. And one way we can deal with this Keshi that's in our hearts is by serving others. Because generally we think we're so great that everyone should be serving us. But we should render some menial service to the Vaishnavas. And in this way we can conquer this demon that's in our hearts. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Mother Irma.
But then we're rendering menial service, we think that we're such a great devotee because we're rendering.
Yeah. That's it. You know, it has to be done with the right attitude. That I'm really great, you know, I'm really humble. You know, that's, we have to be careful of any material skill that we have, whether it's language skills, whether it's, you know, even strength, whether it's some beauty, whether it's realization, and that's not material, but even spiritual things that we have. We have to be very, very careful not to think that we're the proprietors of those things. These things are given by Krishna. As Prabhupada's father said to Srila Prabhupada, that Krishna has 10 hands. With those 10 hands and 10 arms, he can, if you want to keep something, you won't be able to keep something. If you want to keep from getting something, you won't be able to keep from getting something. In other words, Krishna will give you those things. So, in other words, that doesn't only refer to material goods, but that refers to, you know, intelligence. Intelligence and spiritual strength, these are all coming from Krishna, you know, and the association of devotees, yes.
And I,
Yeah.
Liberal,
that's true. I would just stay away from the people who talk like that. I mean, there's no question. I mean, it's actually quite dangerous. It's an offense against Srila Prabhupada, an offense against the Acharyas, to say that, you know, I know more than Prabhupada. Like you're talking about the conservatives and the liberals. It's really interesting. That, yeah, both of them. Yeah, it's all over the place, you know. Conservatives, they definitely want to bring in a lot of different rituals and everything like that that Prabhupada never brought in. And thinking that, you know, Prabhupada would have done that if he could have done it, or Prabhupada didn't know. You know, they have so many things that they say, and it's quite offensive. I just avoid them. Wise person stays away from problems.
When you were talking about earlier, pastime of Lord Chaitanya, with one of you, we have such a sweet pastime, Lord Jagannath.
Yeah.
With the withdrawal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when Lord Jagannath, I mean, there's a story Gaura Govinda Maharaj told. When Lord Jagannath, Subhadra, and Baladev heard about their pastimes, or Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, they actually, their arms shrunk up like that. That's the Jagannath pastime that they had. Subhadra guarding the door, and the wives of Krishna were hearing about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And Subhadra listened, and her arms shrunk up. Balaram listened, his arms shrunk up. And Krishna listened, his arms shrunk up. And the eyes too. The eyes became like this. Oh, another time Krishna exhibit, I forgot about this particular pastime where Krishna's hand became very long, is when there was this lizard in the well. I don't remember. Anyway, he extended his hand and his hand became so long nobody could reach it. This was King Nriga, of course, who had made a great offense by giving the same cow away twice. Right, Prakrita Dushana Sata, or something like that. Yeah, it's a really interesting. It's a lot of different verses about the danger of considering oneself more advanced than one is, and then thinking one can perform bhakti at a higher level than they are actually qualified for. Jai Shri Shri Radhagalukananda, Radhagalukananda Ki Jai. Govinda Adi Purushottama.
Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Paravatikacharya, All Sutera, Satashi, Shimar, His Divine Grace, Sabaya, Chatanada, Bhaktivedanta, Gosami, Srila Prabhupada, Kijai, ISKCON Founder, Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Kijai, Anandakoti, Vaishnav, Vrinda, Kijai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas, Thakur, Kijai, Prem Se, Kaho, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Shidwaita, Gadadha, Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kijai, Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kun Radhakunda, Giddi Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturanam Kijai, Jagavatasami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Shrimati Lassi Devi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vasudevaya Vrutale Shri Mata Bhakti Vrindavana Om Stay Says What They Believe and Stay Says Everybody. What's the other day? Asian Tarni. Okay, Shri Shastika.
Etadrishi tavakripa bhagavan mamapi dordaivam idrishami hajjanina nuraga trinadapi sunichena tarorapi suhishuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajak.